Multimedia artist Rennie Young was born in Hong Kong and immigrated to the Bay Area at age 14. She's the creator of Chinese Whispers, a decade-long project dedicated to uncovering the hidden history of early Chinese immigrants in the American West. The project's new stage show, Golden Gate, combines the stories of 19th century Chinese immigrants with those of recent immigrants living in San Francisco's Chinatown. Young spoke with KALW's Jen Sheehan about exploring history that's hidden right under our noses and the importance of letting people speak for themselves.
Tell me about the inspiration for Chinese Whispers.
About 10 years ago, I was in Salt Lake. I was commissioned to do an artwork, an installation about the Chinese who helped build the railroads and mines in Idaho, in Sun Valley, actually. And I thought, Sun Valley, Chinese. You know, when I went there, I was one of two Chinese in Ketchum. The other person had moved from the Bay Area, and I knew him. I didn't know he had moved there. But, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I learned that almost 50% of the population of the Boise Basin in the late 19th century was Chinese. That blew me away.
Mm. And, no sign of it now.
No. And I was part of a show with painter Hong Liu with the rather romantic name of The Vanishing, which refers specifically to this disappearance of the Chinese from the area. And through doing the research, I just became really fascinated. Until then, I had not felt particularly drawn to the history of Chinese America because it's so different from my own experience. And coming from Hong Kong, as a first-generation immigrant, I had this sense of belonging, even though the longer I stayed here, the more tenuous that belonging became.
In Hong Kong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, just because my life was here more and more and more. And then when I did the research on the early Chinese in the West, I was both fascinated and also indignant at what happened to them.
The reasons for this vanishing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
And right. Racist policies.
Exactly. Racist policies and also the kind of narrative that remains. That really struck me in doing all this research. I think in the last 10 years since that time, a lot of really exciting work has come out in academia about early Chinese American history. But at the time, the writings in the 19th century about the Chinese, not only were they racist or orientalizing or downright erasing chunks of history. You know, there's so many missing pieces in that history that missing, those missing links fascinated me.
Well, as they say, history is written by the winners.
Exactly.
And the dominant narrative is controlled by whoever's dominating the culture,
exactly.
And that wasn't Chinese Americans.
No, it was not. And then the narrative that remains about them is so parsimonious. And at the same time, what fascinated me was that people would tell me little tiny snippets of either family history or more often handed down bits of stories. It could be someone who's completely, you know, from another culture. But say, oh, yeah, I had this friend and his mom had this laundry and she told him da-da-da-da-da. And I became fascinated also by the apocryphal nature of how we understand history and how we connect to identity and roots. And so about 10 years ago, Chinese Whispers sort of was born out of this mélange of absence and fragments.
Can you explain what Chinese Whispers, the project, is? What does it consist of?
Chinese Whispers has evolved over the 10 years of its history from a storytelling project to really a suite of multi-platform projects and underlying mission to use different artistic and cultural forms to both gather stories and bring them to the public in different compelling ways. So the primary activities we do include research, storytelling events that are site-specific because stories mean different things to people in different places.
I'm speaking with interdisciplinary artist, writer, and cultural activist Renee Young. Your piece, Chinese Whispers, Golden Gate, is a stage production. So this is another way that you use this research and information that you've gathered. And this is premiering on March 18th, but you've been working on it for a long time. We actually did a piece here on KALW about it in 2012, of a workshop version of this show. What's different about the piece now? And maybe you can talk about what it is also.
Sure. Golden Gate is a multimedia storytelling theater work. And it incorporates stories from that have been handed down over generations about the Chinese in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then we also did these storytelling workshops with immigrants from the San Francisco Chinatown YMCA.
And these are recent immigrants.
These are recent immigrants, people who at the time of the workshops had been in the States maybe 6 months to a year, to some who had been here maybe 15, 20 years, but still self-identify as immigrants and primarily live in the San Francisco Chinatown area. And what interests me about these two groups is the both to look at what may have changed and what is the same, even though the particular flavor may have changed.
You mean how their immigrant experiences might overlap?
Right. Issues of isolation. That does not change because it's about language, economics, and culture. For a lot of the immigrants, not being able to speak, as one of our storytellers said, he felt like when he walked out in the street, a zipper has been zipped across his mouth. You know, he just can't communicate. And the early immigrants must have really felt like that. And spatial isolation, because you can't understand what the culture is, you don't want to venture beyond your comfort zone. But also the commonality that's positive, the hope, the determination, and the resilience. These stories also come from immigrants or their descendants who have succeeded. And it's also an homage to the ones who have not succeeded, whose stories go unheard.